This is a CJSON podcast. I am Cassianne Robinson-Cohen, assistant professor in the Division of Nephrology at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. With me today is my colleague Elvis Akwo, research scientist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center and first author of our manuscript entitled Association of Genetically Predicted Fibroblast Growth Factor 23 with Heart Failure.
The association between FGF23 and heart failure has been consistently supported by observational studies in individuals with chronic kidney disease and in the general population. Higher circulating FGF23 concentrations have been associated with left ventricular hypertrophy and heart failure, particularly heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Despite more than a decade of investigation, we still don't know if the association of FGF23 with heart failure is causal. Essentially, whether modifying the FGF23 levels could change heart failure risk. There are many potential confounders in the FGF23 heart failure association, including kidney function, age, inflammatory factors, or diabetes. And if any of these factors are not accounted for properly in the analysis, then confounding can exist. The issue of reverse causation is also a potential pitfall in observational studies. This will mean that subclinical or preclinical heart failure could be causing FGF23 levels to rise.
Mendelian randomization uses genetic variants to support causal inferences about the effects of a modifiable risk factor. The Mendelian randomization study relies on the principle that the combination of genetic variants a person receives from their parents is randomly assigned at conception, making this study design akin to a natural experiment, which is potentially less likely than observational studies to be subject to confounding and reverse causality. So the idea when looking at the association of FGF23 and heart failure would be to find genetic variants associated with FGF23 levels by conducting a GWAS of FGF23. And because genetic variation is randomly assigned at birth, we know that these genetic variants, used as proxies of the circulating FGF23 levels, are not subject to typical confounding or to reverse causation. Here we performed a two-sample Mendelian randomization study to test the association of genetically determined FGF23 concentrations with heart failure and heart failure subtypes. We also examined a potential modifying role of kidney disease on these associations. To accomplish this, we selected genome-wide significant genetic variants associated with circulating FGF23. We analyzed the associations of these four variants with heart failure using summary data from two large biobanks. Finally, we examined these associations within strata of a polygenic risk score for estimated glomerular filtration rate to look at potential interaction by kidney disease.
We found that genetically determined FGF23 was not associated with overall heart failure in both biobanks. However, in the stratified analysis in the BioView biobank, for patients with a low polygenic risk score for estimated glomerular filtration rate, genetically predicted higher FGF23 was associated with a significantly higher risk of overall heart failure and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. These associations were not observed in individuals with higher polygenic risk score or for the other heart failure subtypes. In conclusion, using a Mendelian randomization design, we report that elevated levels of genetically predicted FGF23 are associated with higher risk of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, particularly among individuals with a genetic predisposition to lower eGFR.
This finding adds evidence to the observational data reporting a link between FGF23 and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction in chronic kidney disease, and is supported by experimental data linking elevated FGF23 and concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. The results of this study could potentially motivate interventional studies to test FGF23 lowering agents in patients with chronic kidney disease. Thank you and have a nice day.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.